Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on knowing God was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
When I see somebody die, I know it's not God that does it. People say, well, they were praying and believing. You don't know what's going on in a person's heart. There was one guy that I prayed for, and I just was sure he was believing God, and yet he died. Later, we found a diary, and he said, you know what? I know I'm getting better. God is healing me, but I really am tired. I want to go home. I'm going to die, but I'm going to go ahead and keep saying the right things so that people, because they wouldn't understand, but he says, I'm leaving this record so that people will know that I just quit and went home. We didn't know that, and everybody was perplexed until we found his diary. You don't know what's going on the inside of a person. There's people that I think shouldn't die, that do die. But I know God's not the one that kills them. God's not the one that controls that. There's a lot of things involved in healing. There's so many things. Some people are just offended. You can have unforgiveness. There's so many things that we can allow into our life that hinder us and keep the power of God from operating. But I've come to realize God is a good God. God only wants good for us. It says in James chapter 1, it says, do not err, my beloved brethren. The very thing it tells us not to err in is where the body of Christ errs the most. He says, do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, comes down from above, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. When it says no variableness, that means that there's no exceptions. There's never a time that this happens. If you think that God is making you sick, that God has allowed it because you haven't been the person that you should, and somehow or another it's correction or it's punishment, you'll never get healed. You've got to know that it's God's will. You've got to believe that when you pray, you are praying in agreement with Him. If you don't, then you have to pray one of these prayers, Lord, if it be your will. That's an unscriptural prayer. Some people say, well, Jesus prayed it. He did not. You can't find that in Scripture. Maybe in the reverse standard version that some of you use. But you know, the script, he didn't pray, Lord, if it be your will, what do you want me to do? If it be your will, let me avoid the cross. No, he knew what God's will was. And he says, God, I know that you want me to do this, but if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, I submit myself to your will. That's totally different than saying, who knows what God's will is? If it be your will, you just throw your prayer out there and wait to see what God does. No, that was a prayer of submission saying, not my will, but your be done. That's totally different than the way that people pray and say, if it be thy will. The Scripture says in James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. He that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. If you doubt that God wants you well, if you doubt that God wants to save your marriage, if you doubt that God wants to prosper you, if you doubt that God wants to give you emotions and give you joy and peace, if you doubt in that, you will not receive anything. You cannot receive anything of the Lord. You've got to know what God's will is. And this is what the Word of God reveals to us, is the will of God. So I've only mentioned four things tonight, and I guarantee you this would radically change our relationship. And there are hundreds of things revealed through the Word of God about His nature and His character and who He is. But man, these four things would change your life. You've got to quit trusting in your goodness. You've got to get a relative sense of your unworthiness before you truly understand how good God is to forgive you. That's the first thing. You've got to understand that it's in the spirit that you got changed, and God is a spirit, and He looks at you in the spirit realm. Man, you've got to understand that. To me, that's the key that unlocked all of the Word of God. That is the number one revelation in my life, is spirit, soul, and body. You must understand that. And then you must understand that there's a difference between the way God dealt with people in the Old Testament and the way He deals with people in the New Testament, primarily because of the new birth. And we are now delivered from the law. It has been disannulled, totally annihilated and done away with. And you've got to find the new covenant way of praying and relating to God and not being under the old covenant law. And you got to get out of using this excuse that God is sovereign and controlling everything. And we got to recognize that God's not the one that's making the world a mess that it is. It's because people have a choice. And we are messing things up. And all of the tragedies that happen in your life aren't God ordained. They are Satan. Or sometimes I think that Satan even takes notes on us. Not every bad thing that happens is the devil. I think sometimes the devil thinks, man, I could have never come up with that. You are making a wonderful mess of your life on your own. And so it's either you or the devil or a combination of the two, but the bad things in your life are not God. You must know that. And you must know that God is a good God. That Jesus came to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. The devil came to steal, kill, and to destroy. And if you ever get those two things confused, I guarantee you, it just makes you vulnerable to the devil. If you were fighting an enemy in a war, and somehow or another that enemy could convince you that they were actually sent by your government to help you, and so you invite them into your fort, into your fortifications, you give them access to everything thinking that they're friends, man, the enemy would love that. He'd just have a heyday. He'd kill you. He'd destroy you. And this is exactly what Satan is doing. There are people that are sitting there thinking that this sickness is God somehow or another making me better through bearing this sickness and this punishment. Or they will sit there and think that it's God's wrath upon them. And they, either way, they embrace it and accept it. The Bible says you have to resist the devil to have him flee from you. And the word resist means to actively fight against. You got to get violent against the devil. Matthew chapter 11, I believe it's verse 11 or 12 right there, says that since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven is preached and the kingdom suffers violence and the violent take it by force. You got to get violent. You got to get to a place that you know this is God, this is the devil, and I'm having what's of God. I resist the devil, and you got to get violent. This is what I was telling that woman when she said that she woke up and she had something on her. I said, well, why didn't you take your authority? Why didn't you command it? Why didn't you do something? Most people don't do that because, first of all, they don't know what they have in the spirit. They are confused, thinking, well, it couldn't have happened if God didn't allow it. All of those things are going to just destroy your relationship with God. You've got to know that God has already done it. He's placed His power on the inside of you. He told you to resist the devil. And the first thing that ought to happen when something bad happens is that you ought to jump right in the middle of it and go to saying, this is of the devil. I resist it. I refuse it. I refuse to have this. And you resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But instead, many of us, something happens and we go out and say, oh, my pain. The doctor told me I've got emphysema. The doctor said I've got... And we go over, tell every... You even name it. You claim it. It's yours. That's not resisting. Resisting isn't laying in bed popping pills, watching As the Stomach Turns on television and saying, I'm just waiting on God. No, that's not resisting the devil. Man, you got to realize that you've got authority and power and you got to fight against that thing. Do something. Amen? Anyway, I could go on and on and just keep sharing with you other things, but these little four things that I've talked about would transform your relationship. It's taken me 20, 30 years to learn those things. And you know what? You may have heard them tonight, but you didn't fully get it. I really encourage you to get the CDs or the DVDs of this meeting, to get those books and teachings that I was talking about. If you would study this, brothers and sisters, I don't count myself to have arrived, but I've left. And I can tell you, my life is different than it used to be. And I'm telling you what has made the difference in my life. This is what has made my relationship with God work. And it would work for any person in here. And I encourage you tonight, rather than just wanting to get a touch from God, to get a healing so that you can go back and be exactly the same as you were before, I encourage you to get hold of these truths. Come to know God in spirit and in truth through the Word of God. and let this work on the inside of you. And you know what? You won't have to worry about healing, about deliverance, about prosperity, about joy and peace. These things will come upon you and overtake you. Man, that's good. We're fighting a battle. We're in a war. And many of us are acting like we're at peace. We're in a fallen world. And you need to know God. You need these things. Amen? Praise God. Father, I just thank you for these truths. I thank you for what you've done in my life. I thank you for the way that the Word has changed my life. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Thank you for revealing yourself to me. And Father, I pray for these people that you would, the Holy Spirit would bear witness with the things that I've said. That you would help people to make adjustments in their understanding and thinking. That, Father, people would be motivated to get into the Word of God and find out whether what I'm saying is true or not. That, Father, they would go to the Word and they would establish things based on what your Scripture reveals. Father, I pray even the people that have been upset with me tonight because I've countered their doctrine, I pray that there would be a drawing of the Holy Spirit to go to the Word of God, to get these materials and at least listen and hear it out and evaluate whether it's true or not. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that people's lives are going to be changed because of these series of meetings, that we will know you and make you known to other people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We agree and receive that. We pray, James chapter 1, that we receive with meekness the engrafted Word which is able to save our souls. Father, we humble ourselves and we exalt you in your Word. And I believe this is changing people's lives here tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus.
This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Chicago, Illinois. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series R1058 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK145 titled, What the Word Reveals About God, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today.
I'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a partner with us in sharing this good news. You know, this is setting people free. It's set many of you free. Many of you have had God touch your life, and I want to encourage you to do more than just receive it for yourself. That's wonderful. But how great it would be if you would help me to take this good news to someone else that hasn't heard it. You know, this will set anybody free if they'll receive it. And we're reaching just as far with the gospel as we possibly can. But it costs a lot of money to be on television and radio. I encourage you to pray about it, to call us, to become a monthly partner with us in getting out this nearly too good to be true news.